This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about my friend here today, Derek Stone, an entrepreneur, musician, author. I like him already. His new book is Why Should I Forgive? And it's a big topic, man. It's a heavy topic, and it's something that's not easy to write about. And I'm glad that you did. Derek, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Derek, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it. It's an honor.
Yeah, you know, we hear it often, but hurt people, right?
Absolutely.
And it doesn't, you know, then that makes us look and go, well, if I'm not forgiving and I'm hitting this level of discontent and turmoil, then I look around, am I doing that to others too right now? Mm-hmm. And if I want to break the cycle and I want to have peace and it's hurting me, not them necessarily. I mean, I think that's a tough part too, is some people go through some of this process and then the person on the other side didn't care or doesn't want the relationship, but that doesn't change the importance of forgiveness, because the forgiveness is what's not forgiving and that bitterness is what's eating you up.
Right.
And it's hard to find something that you can medicate yourself with sustainably that can heal that.
Yeah, the true antidote for bitterness is forgiveness. And forgiveness is for you, for anybody that's listening, it's for you. Trust is for them. So if they've broken your trust, either one thing is either you don't trust them again, or they have to rebuild that trust. Now, if you give somebody trust and they take advantage of you, then at that point they're taking advantage of your forgiveness and you need to set some boundaries, you know, but you know, remember that the forgiveness is for you, trust is for them. Remember, you're not justifying what somebody did to you. You're just allowing yourself to move on emotionally to a better place.
Yeah, so. I appreciate that, Derek. Thanks. I know it's a tough topic to talk about. It feels raw. I can sense the emotion. That's real. That's why you wrote this. I know that. Mm-hmm. You didn't write this to be considered the expert in forgiveness or the expert in the top five ways to. No, you wrote this because it's your story. And
it's my story, right?
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. And I say this very few times, but I'd like to learn from people that have gone through something like this and have seen how to get to the other side, rather than just somebody that's telling you, you know, these are the three things you do. Really? Have you been in my shoes? But you've actually walked it. So just a couple more things, like tell us, give us a little more about the book, not details in it, but what can the reader expect when they read this book? What's the expected outcome for them as far as like hearing your story, learning some tips, what's going to happen?
Yeah, they're mostly going to get a roadmap of how to do it, you know, like, because I addressed so many things that I faced when I was trying to do it, you know. And somebody asked me a couple of days ago, hey, is it just a one and done thing for you? And in the long term, yes, it is, where you look at it, because like somebody could hurt you today and it make you so angry and crazy. But then you go to bed and you're thinking, I don't need to go to bed like this. I'm gonna say out loud that I forgive this person. The next day, you may still not feel like you forgave that person, but you're gonna say it out loud, I forgive this person. And then, you know, day three goes around and you're actually starting to feel, oh yeah, like I did forgive that person. You know, day four or five, you just don't even notice it anymore. You know what, I did forgive that person, that's awesome. And then at that point, you just walk on, you know. But there again, you know, that's the trust part, you know, you're trusting them. So I would say it's kind of a roadmap to kind of show you everything that I came across that I could have used as an excuse today to keep me from forgiving. I pushed through it and kind of tried to put it into terms that you could follow.
Derek Champagne here. Hey, if you're feeling isolated right now, if this health scare has got you working remotely or you're feeling uncertain, I want to invite you to check out my mastermind. Come join us. It's DerekChampagneMastermind.com.